The estimates discussion in the Barbados House of Assembly has this week been hearing about some corrupt practices within the Ministry of Transport, Works and Maintenance. It was revealed arising from a question posed by St. Peter MP Colin Jordan. He drew attention to some rumors about what he called infelicities within the ministry.
I see in this program significant sums to do with computer software and professional services. And my question has to do with, and I'm making an assumption, so I want to be clear, I'm not hiding anything. I'm making an assumption to preface the question. The assumption is that what I've heard in Swan Street and on Broad Street is correct, that there are shady things happening. I don't know how widespread. My question is that if there is that suspicion, is there anything in this expenditure for computer software and professional services that is intended to minimize the possibilities of persons making money by doing illegal things?
The response from Transport Minister William Duguid went even further.
Let me say that, as was reported in the press, we had a situation where some of our employees were siphoning off diesel and selling it to people from one of our trucks, and it was caught. Those people have been, two have been interdicted, and one person actually pled guilty and will be sentenced in March, I believe that is. Following on from that, we made a decision that we will be putting on GPS locators on all of our vehicles, and we will have special systems on our diesel tanks as well. And we continue to have problems in the ministry with things of the nature that you are suggesting. In fact, we have had problems with people somehow getting into locked depots and stealing whole bobcats, as was alluded to by the member for St. Thomas. So we are aware that we have difficulties with respect to theft, be it of diesel or even of equipment, and we are putting systems in place. However, the part that you're referring to has to do with more electronic vehicle registration and what we call radio frequency identification technology. I'm not going to go too much into it. It is a security matter. But needless to say that will be coming online very, very shortly as well.
And Chief Licensing Officer Virgil Knight.
We are licensing a force to deal with new things on a daily basis. First, it was the chassis numbers being body fill and rating. Now it is chassis numbers being removed and replaced with others, and skillfully done. Staff at the organization is learning about these things on the job, basically. Because every time we find a method, or we're able to identify a method, the culprits are stepping up their game.
There was also a revelation from Minister in the Ministry, Peter Phillips.
It has also been drawn to our attention, and it is now a police matter, where fake letters authorizing or informing persons of approvals with regards to taxi permits and so on were discovered, where persons lifted the signatures of the chairman of the Transport Authority, and letters were produced. It is a matter, as I said, the police is dealing with. No, we cannot go into a lot of, we cannot go into basically any detail, as this would perhaps prejudice the investigation that is ongoing, but we are aware of such, and that is being addressed as well.
Minister in the Ministry of Transport, Peter Phillips. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.